Keep those emails coming to Jimmy.
Yeah, that's right. Keep the emails coming. We did well with the emails. We appreciate it.
We also have a 1-800.
Oh, that's right.
1-866-95.
Jimmy. To be honest with you, I don't even know what that is. Somebody else is going to have to figure it out. It's 1-866. Apparently there's a small flaw in it, but we're going to be. The way that number works is, during the week, it leaves a message and it actually pops right up here on my iMac G5 immediately within a minute, and the actual audio comes through my speakers here during the week. From noon to 6, I think, is what we figured. It's supposed to come through on our actually telephoned answering device here, and we should be able to get people on the air once we get this figured out. And I know engineers told me that I cheaped out. I had two of these doorbell transformers wired back to back in order to hitch it up to the phone line. It doesn't work.
He means doorbell.
Yeah, right. So I ponied up and got this thing here that says
Heath kit.
Wire it yourself.
Right. And put in your 4-digit telephone number.
That's right.
Is that the one with the Mickey Mouse ears on it right there?
Well, not only that, it has.
That was the second one he bought.
That was the fancy one.
The upgrade.
Well, right. the one that had the Mickey modem,
I think that's called.
They had the one here where you have to click up and down on the little hanger thing in order to get the operator.
Right. Gladys doesn't work on Saturdays.
That's the problem. So anyway, hopefully by next week, we're going to get up to a dial mechanism.
And again, it's 1-866-95-JIMMY.
1-866-95. Okay. We're going to finish up on this international news. It has to do a little bit with the anger and the super pissed off world, but the Pope.
That's right, the Pope.
I mean, what is with this? They want the Pope to convert to Islam or what?
I think they just want to kill the Pope.
Okay.
at this point, like you said, that's their answer. That's their answer to everything.
That's right. That's right.
Well, they're not violent people.
No, that's good. Right. I mean, I'm glad to see it's peaceful.
Right. Come here, Pope.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
He stuck his slipper in his mouth, man. I mean, totally.
It is astounding to me when you realize the number of religions, of course, in the world, and they all have these funny hats and everything. I guess that's how you tell them apart. And they are all embroidered in gold, silver, who knows what. I've been around for, thousands and thousands of years. My God is better than your God,
My God, your God.
And if you don't like it, one of the best, actually, and I will make a plug here for one of the other podcasts that I do like is Stefan Molyneux's thing. It's freedomain.com, I think. He had one recently. It was called Islamic Obsessions or something like that. It was about a 30-minute podcast, and he talks about this stuff, about the ridiculous. I mean, when you think about it.
Well, every religion has their fanatical.
Well, I mean, but when you think about it, one of the things that he brings up that I thought was fabulous was when you explain religion to a 4-year-old, they say, huh? Well, you got to be kidding me. Come on. You're joking, right? You're invisible guy. I can't talk to him, but you can. Wait a minute. And he won't.
When's the movie come out, Dad?
Right, exactly. And where are the special effects?
That's right.
I mean, it's just.
What powers does he have?
But, and yet you think as you get older, you get totally brainwashed in whatever particular one you are, and you're adamant about it. I mean, when you realize it's psychological, this is Psych 101. When somebody insults your own ego, so to speak, what do? You get angry. I mean, you instead of admitting that you're an idiot, the first thing you do is you lash out at the person for your own flaws. I don't know what this is called, projection or something like that. Your own flaws you put on other people rather than admitting that you're wrong. And this is, as a member of the 12-step program person here, I can tell you that that this is, I mean, denial is not a river in, no, denial is a river in Egypt. Okay. Whatever. Okay, so onward and upward. The Pope.
Well, the Pope. He just say, all in his defense.
Now, Hugo going to go over there and call him the devil?
Hugo Chavez.
He's
going to kill the Pope.
He's going to kill the Pope.
I can smell it.
Say hello to my little friend.
Well, the Pope was just reiterating things that had been said.
He's Catholic, though.
The Pope is Catholic?
I mean, Hugo.
Hugo?
Yeah.
He is.
He's a different kind of Catholic.
Ah, he's the murdering.
He's the evil Catholic.
He's the murdering slasher Catholic.
He's Southern Catholic.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Latino Catholic.
That's right. Different from.
No, I'm sure he backs the Pope.
Well, this wasn't anything that the Pope was saying. It was the Pope was.
He was
educating. The listeners about what had been said in the past.
600 years ago. It was not like yesterday. It was like 600 years ago. Somebody.
Yeah, but he was using it to say.
Right. No, you're right.
What it was saying at the time. Which
was an easy out.
Right.
Hey, I just. It wasn't me. It wasn't me.
Yeah. Well, so tell us, if you can, a little. Tell us exactly. Well, what did he say?
The exact quote was from a 14th century emperor who said.
Okay, now this is the English translation of the exact quote.
Right. Show me what Muhammad has brought that is new, and it is only evil and inhuman. That is to say, the only stuff that Muhammad brought
to the table,
right, was evil and inhuman.
That's right.
And you know, he was basically in a war at the time with the
Crusades.
Crusades.
And of course, it's the 14th century. This is Black Death time, also.
Yeah, I mean,
1/3 of Europe is in the process of dying.
Yeah, the Pope could have had a lot more eloquent ways to say that you don't blow people up to get them to convert to your religion. Or
I would say, you know, one of the things that I, when I think about that, is I would like to take a page from, who is it, Brett Brannigan? Who's the guy on Futurama?
Zap Brannigan. He's the greatest 25-star general in the world.
Okay.
Or the universe.
Not only that, but what I like is his way to win a war.
He's won every war he's ever been in.
But he sends waves and waves
of people into their death cannons.
That's right.
Right.
And then when they run out of ammo, we win.
Right, right.
And so what I'm thinking
is waves and waves of people into the killbots until they reach their kill limit.
Curtis,
right. And
then
they shut down.
And they shut down. Well, what I'm thinking, though,
we lost the engineer, Jimmy.
What the hell is going on?
No. What I'm saying is,
let's do a show over here.
No. Wait. I have something to say here. Well, I would say that what we do is we let all the suicide bombers, we invite them to all blow us up so that they maybe take out 25 or 30, and then there'll be no more suicide bombers, and then we'll have won.
It's like a festival. They just all come like...
Need some sponsors.
You just invite them to the Burning Man Festival or something.
Right.
It's like the Million Man March, you know, but
it's the Million Man Fire.
It's the Million Man
But I'm figuring if we tell them it's okay... But I mean, that way we could eliminate. I mean, it would involve a substantial attrition rate on the non-suicide bomber side of the equation. Okay. But I'm saying if they take out 25 of us each time and figure there's a million suicide bombers, that's only 25 million people lost. So I mean, we're okay, and then we win.
Yeah, let's aim for Idaho or something too.
Ooh, we're going to hear from Idaho, I can bet you. Actually, they are not in the top 100, so you're safe.
We're okay there.
Idaho is, in fact, one of the 6 states that has not yet hit the Jimmy Doan show.
Really?
What? Wait a minute. Where's K-Man from? Is he from Idaho or Iowa?
No, Iowa.
Then
Idaho.
They're linked. Don't you got relatives out in Idaho. Oh, they don't have computers out there.
No, they don't.
No,
I have to send them a CD.
Oh.
When you mix the show.
Right. So they got CD players.
Pricey, don't laugh. I had to send him the CD player. I am not kidding.
No,
I am not kidding you.
And you had to send him some electricity too.
I sent them a battery. You think I'm kidding? Honest to God,
Jimmy walks out of the post mail with an extension cord with a thing on it. Please just take this to Idaho. I'm plugging it in over here.
No, I'm giving a shout out to Ruth Ann. Hi, Ruth Ann. I had to send Ruth Ann. What happened was I had sent her when she was living in California, mm-hmm. in the brownout capital of the world.
Cue the digression music. This isn't digression.
This is on point. Mm-hmm. Isn't it? So I already sent her. I sent her a CD player, a bunch of CDs on the Jimmy Doan show, and she lost them. When they moved to Idaho, which you want to move out of and get into a less crowded place, so they moved to Idaho.
It's a good place.
Lost the CD player, so I had to send her another CD player and a battery.
Right.
In order to listen. So that's why we don't get any listeners from Idaho.
So we do have listeners out there.
We do have listeners, but
they just don't listen.
It is time shifted by about a week.
And when he says lost, I probably meant throw out. It was probably the correct term.
Well, I look, my ego will not stand that.
I see how this ties into the Pope, though. I see it.
So
I'm starting to see the correlation.
The connection.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I'm not. I'm lost. Okay, no. Coming back.
Well, it ties into California, who has just declared war on autos.
Well, wait. That's right. That's right. I'm gonna talk about that after the break. I want to stay on. Don't forget, folks. When we come back after the break, we're gonna talk about local stuff. And the first thing is Arnold's war on autos.
That's right.
But before we get there, I wanted to mention international, and that was the Thai coup.
The haiku.
Well, the Thai coup.
Their leader took off, came over to New York.
Yeah, came over here. The prime minister hoofed it over to the United States, and while he was here, they said, they
send in the tanks.
Send in the tanks. Right. Well, what I thought was so interesting about this was they showed pictures of the coup, and the pictures were. They were sort of like Tiananmen Square in a way, except instead of that guy standing in front of the tank, threat, they had Daddy with a little girl standing in front of the tank, and he's with his digital camera taking a picture of her. No, I'm serious. They said that most people in Thailand didn't know there was a coup actually going on.
Well, because it went on at 2 in the morning or something.
Well, not only that, apparently...
They moved him on, and there was no... They weren't shooting any bullets.
No, no, it was bloodless and bulletless.
That's right.
And they just kind of took over.
They didn't even really talk that loud.
Well, they and they talk a foreign language.
That's right.
So, I mean, have you ever seen that? I mean, how do you understand? The Thai ruling council also, of course, the first thing they did, as you know, they always do this. The first thing they did was to take over the newspapers and radio stations.
And I think they knocked CNN off the air, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah, they knocked it.
I wouldn't doubt that because it's funny because most people, when they're under attack, put CNN on so they know where the enemy is.
Right.
I mean, when you're in a cave in Afghanistan,
you pop on CNN
to see where the army is.
Sure.
And
Well, like I said, there wasn't really an enemy. There was nothing going on except they decided that now they were going to run the government.
Well, no, I think they were. I don't know. The guy was too lax or something like that.
So has the prime minister gone back?
I don't know. I think he's taking up residence in London. They usually do.
Yeah, he had a house in London.
So he's taken there.
He was looking for a vacation.
Well, let me tell you, what happened was the army said there was corruption and that he'd given all the contracts to his brother-in-law, sister-in-law, cousin-in-law, uncle, Bob, who knows what.
And you're not allowed to do that.
Huh? No, that's right. Yeah, no government is allowed to be corrupt. And so they took it over. But apparently it's a sign. But what they've, of course, what I think is fascinating, one of the things that I do think is fascinating, and I'll finish this up before the break here, is that whenever there is a coup of this kind of stuff, the first thing that you do is you shut down the media so that only you can have your side of the story to tell.
That's right.
And that's what they've successfully done. So anyway, I guess in Bangkok, and I'm going to talk about this maybe in light notes, Bangkok used to be, the porno sex capital of the world, right? And they're going to...
Pedophile capital or something.
Pedophile also,
Bangkok.
Right?
Bangkok.
Yeah, that's bang. Okay, we're off. Aren't we off now?
We're gonna go.
Hey, this is not a new song. This one's called I Thank You.
Saturday, September 23rd, 2014.
Close game enough. Day. That's right, game day.
Homecoming game.
Matter of fact, no, Tom Petty. It is not.
No.
It was homecoming for Tom Petty.
Oh, that's what I've got confused.
Tom Petty just played
Tom Petty used to. He's from Gainesville.
From
Gainesville.
Right? Yeah.
And he played, had mud crutch and all that stuff here in the old days. So he came back with Stevie Nicks and the whole deal.
That's right.
Big deal here at 1/3. Did you go?
No, I didn't go.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
Oh, come on. You're the music guy.
Yeah, I know. Busy.
It sold out in 10 minutes. Sold out.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Hey, scalping was fun, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm done with.
We're done. Thanks for listening to the show, folks. Appreciate it. Yeah. Now we're done.
No, we're done with the international news. We're going to go now to local news.
All local news.
And this
you
is
go from international to local. You don't do national.
That's what I meant. Local, national. Local, national. I have right
like
here
this country.
Right here on this piece of paper. If you'll notice, it says in parentheses, it says U.S. as in United States. Local.
Oh,
United
I thought it meant for us.
No, for our international.
No, it's U period S period.
Okay. Go ahead.
Let's talk about this a little more. Okay. Is it local? Is it national? Is it regional?
Can we just
is
waste
it international?
Everybody now turns the channel to.
It could be multinational.
California declares war on automobiles.
Schwarzenegger.
Well,
it's actually locked here.
Oh.
That's the Terminator.
That was the Terminator.
That's a Terminator.
The Terminator is going to...
So they don't like autos anymore.
Well, what...
Everybody's going to be on a Segway.
I guess. Well, either that...
Bikes or Segways.
Or the Priuses or whatever they are. They're hydrogen cars.
So explain this a little bit.
Okay, the deal is that for some reason, California has decided to cure the entire known universe of global warming.
That's right.
For the entire... Not only the planet Earth, but everything. And what they're going to do is they're going to cut emissions by 0.01% or whatever it is, or 20%.
Huge amount.
So that... And in global terms, California is a big state. Yeah, but it's like 0.01% of the globe.
Right.
And if let me put it this way, if California's emissions went to zero tomorrow, it wouldn't make any difference.
Yeah, Mexico City's picking up the slack, don't worry.
Let me tell you, just the taxis in Mexico City is all you need. I mean, that's...
Well, actually, there wasn't. I mean, to digress a little bit.
All right, yes, I'm not the only one. Jimmy's off the hook.
All right. I got to have to do this here for
all
me.
Right.
Did you see the show on the History Channel the other day about renewable energy?
No.
I did tape it. It was actually totally awesome. Again, Age of the Spiritual Machines coming to the rescue. They have nano film that you can actually, it's so thin, but it generates solar energy.
Oh, I did. I heard about it.
We talked about this last time. You paint it on your
Wall and you generate electricity.
Well, I mean, actually, this particular show, they were actually just making window tin out of it and stuff like that. But it's pretty good.
Well, that's... Again, the market's going to decide it all. I mean, it's just phenomenal. No, it's
mind-blowing. This is a lawsuit filed by Lockyer, who we've mentioned before on the show.
Heather?
No,
not Locklear.
No, oh. Exactly. Lockyer.
Yeah, it's nothing a lawsuit won't cure.
Exactly. And I was just wondering if the California court is just crazy enough to order specific performance and require the automakers to lower the Earth's temperature or something like that.
Well, that's right. We have failed to tell our listeners here, loyal listeners, what the exact suit is about. The Attorney General, in order to make a name for itself, is suing 6 automakers, right? Including, like, Honda and Toyota, right?
Right.
I mean, it's GM, you know, it's R3.
Ford,
plus
Chrysler.
Right? Yeah, whatever. Daimler now, whatever.
Daimler.
Okay, fine. You know, Nickelner.
That's right.
That's right. Mr. Z, they're taking him off. they said he doesn't sell any cars.
All right, so she's
so anyway, they're going to sue him for polluting, I guess. Isn't that right,
that's
Counselor?
Right.
That's the way I understand it.
And so they want damages, right? Now, do they want an injunction or do they want damages?
Well, I was just
They want damages. They don't care about the injunction.
So this is like the tobacco lawsuits, too.
Right? Yes,
so
exactly.
Now let's retroactive. You guys have been polluting and you knew you were polluting. Now you owe us.
Right. Big money. They're after the dough.
If it worked for the
Well, the other thing about it, of course, is I guess
let's sue everybody.
Well, of course, obviously, if they get away with it, there's going to be 49 more suits.
They'll never get away with it.
No, of course they won't.
They won't be able to draw the causation line. That's the only thing that holds people back in courts is you have to prove that there's a cause and effect relationship between what you're suing about.
Well, certainly you can.
What you're suing about and what?
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. Hold on.
People you're suing.
Let me get this straight now. You put the lime in the
coconut.
That's right. No. Let me shake it all up. So,
gotta get that track.
I've got it here. I've got it right here. Does it matter?
So
I'm confused. I am confused. No, I am. You could certainly show a causal relationship between the auto emissions and the smog or the pollution in California. Can you not, Curtis? I'm asking.
You may be able
attorney?
To. You may be able to show it between the smog, the pollution. Yeah,
right.
I mean, but you're not going to tie that to global warming. you may be able to say something about the pollution overall, and they're going to say something like, well, we just sold them the car. You know, it wasn't us.
We didn't force them to drive it.
All right, we didn't force them to turn the key.
They could have just left it in the garage.
That's right. What is it? People don't kill...
Guns don't kill people.
No,
people
I think
kill people.
Cars kill
cars,
guns.
Cars kill guns. Oh. That's right.
I like that shirt. I like that shirt in that Adam Sandler movie that the guy who played Jaws was wearing. And it says, guns don't kill people. I kill people.
Well, the
that's
so,
a new bumper.
So anyway, the... Why? The question I have is, where's the standing? Who? Why does this fellow have standing? As far as I don't want to get
I
too,
doubt he will.
But I mean, he's got to be an idiot to bring it. I mean, if this is somebody with too much time on his hands,
tell that to the woman who sued McDonald's for hot coffee.
Well, she
would. not that dumb.
Well,
she?
It got overturned though.
No, didn't
did it?
Yeah.
No, you're kidding.
Really?
I thought she.
We digress.
No. I thought she won.
She won at first. But in the end, she didn't win all that much.
In other words, she won, like, originally she won a couple of million bucks or
right,
something, and
exactly.
then they got it down to 50,000 or
something like
okay,
that.
Whatever.
Free coffee for the rest of her life.
Yeah. Hot coffee. So the question is, the question is, if you're going to do this, this is what's so ridiculous about this is who's next on the list to be sued?
Right. Well, there is a provision for baseless lawsuits. I mean, if he starts filing all kinds of crazy crap, they can sue him for filing a lawsuit.
Frivolous.
Exactly.
Well,
this is already frivolous. Why didn't somebody, where's that chainsaw when you need it? As long as we're shooting people,
well,
you know.
And this frivolous crap has been going on for a decade now.
But I mean,
McDonald's is making everybody fat. You know,
I know that. But this is
you got to look out for the children.
But what I'm saying on this particular thing is that I could sort of see, as you just mentioned, I could sort of see if you say the automobile companies are contributing to our smog and sue for damages. But global warming, I mean, where's this guy coming from? Is he just a whack job or what? I mean, is there any merit at all? There's no merit, obviously. But I mean, on what small little pin, nail in the wall.
I think it's a political stunt.
You think?
I mean, he's thinking, hey, I'm going to sue. I'm going to take these guys to court. I'm going to change global warming. And he'll be able to say, I took these big companies. I took on big government or big company. And
I'm saying that.
Sounds like
well, I would think. Yeah, right. Well, it could be. But I would think that the first cartoon to appear on the editorial pages would show this guy in a clown outfit. I mean, a bozo what a bozo for bringing something stupid like this.
Yeah, he's a bozo.
Okay, well, I just want to make sure. Well, I mean,
for French listeners, bozo.
Well, it's
bozo here in the. Bozo.
That's right. Well, anyway, I'm done with that.
All right, we're done.
Let's
move the Mississippi River.
That's the thing I wanted to
let's
do.
Let's just move the river. You know,
I diverted the creek
one way.
This was
all we need is a really big shovel.
No, I'm saying if we line up everybody on one side and push.
Right. I think we get all those legal immigrants over there.
That's right.
Give them a job.
Give them something to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, what
do you do? I stand in the water.
What's the thought behind this?
I stand in the water.
That's right. What's the thought behind this thing?
This is a human dam.
Because they've realized now that some of the things that we've done in the past have now negatively...
When we built all those canals...
That's right.
All the water started flowing down the canal.
All the levees. It was the levees, actually.
That's right. Leads back to starts with Katrina in New Orleans.
It actually started way before that, and that's the Corps of Engineers. And it's funny because occasionally now, I guess because they've already got their retirement package and are fat and happy down in Sarasota, but for the old Corps of Engineer heads, but now they're admitting that they... Oops! I'm sorry, we shouldn't have done that. You know, God, sorry about all that flooding in the houses and the $50 billion worth of damage and the fact that, and the fact that the Mississippi now is not depositing any silt, so there's no barrier between hurricanes and New Orleans, and oops.
Did we do that?
Yeah, I didn't mean to. Sorry, that was, somebody else did that, I don't know.
Yeah.
We have to take a break.
We do?
Yeah, we have to take a break.
All right. Come back for Mississippi song.
Yeah.
Coming back. Morning Show. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Yeah,
September 23rd, Saturday.
We're in our last.
Remember 1-866-95-JIMMY.
That's right. 866, that's our 800, 866-99. Hopefully by next week we'll have that up. Okay, to finish up on this Mississippi thing,
that's right.
I love this because this is always, it's typical of what experts always never make any mistakes, right? Well, they certainly never get fired for it, that's for sure. Right. But they want to move to Mississippi, and the reason is, because Katrina brought it all home, that the infrastructure had a bit of a problem. They had, over the years, with the maneuvering of the Mississippi, the way they've done it, they have move the what they call the bird's feet, the delta, whatever it is, out to deep water, so that all the silt that comes down that used to protect the New Orleans and inland areas and all those areas has basically been dumped off the continental shelf. And what they want to do is to rearrange the Mississippi again, you know, tamper with Mother Nature. And I've always said it's not nice to fool Mother Nature.
Well, this time they'll get it right.
Yeah, this time they'll get it. Well, they said in here, I thought
we just get a few billion dollars.
That's well, no, they said it's going to be expensive.
No.
And we might make a mistake. And we'll apologize.
That's right. If we're still alive.
But maybe in the next 100 years, we expect that the waters are going to rise 3 feet, global warming, yada, 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 whatever.
What we did is we built this bowling lane style strip.
Right.
So that the hurricane.
That actually is from Ohio down. I mean, literally. I mean, they've levied the Mississippi for 1,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's supposed to flood up in. You know, the upper Missouri is supposed to flood up there like the Nile Delta does every year for, you know, 2,000, 3,000 right. years. Supposed to do that. They got pissed. The farmers up there got pissed because they had to move out for a couple of months every year while their land got refertilized. They built a bunch of levees up north, and that water now has moved down and down and down and now, you know, to St. Louis, and they levied the bejesus out of that. And now, of course, it comes on down at ramming speed and floods out into the Gulf and doesn't deposit where it's supposed to in the continental shelf coastal areas. So there's no protection. Thank you so much. So they figure they're going to change that, and
they'll build a fence.
They'll build it. Yeah, right. Or they'll get King Canute out there and he'll just say stop.
Right.
Anyway, they think that there's a greater rate because of Katrina. This is the beauty. Whenever you have a catastrophe, people are willing to listen to almost anything. And this is no exception. So they're coming up with all these schemes, and they said, well, we know better. Now we know. Now we understand. We have high-speed computers, and we can model all this stuff, and we won't make a mistake this time, but maybe we will. And it's going to cost a whole ton of money, and we certainly don't want to make any it says here, obviously no one wants to make irrevocable changes in the flow of the Mississippi, only to find out that they cause more problems than they solve. Could that happen?
They could put in like a drawbridge so they can flip the switch, and it diverts back.
I don't know, Ed, but they said, could you make a mistake? And this Mr. Hanchy says, yeah, it's possible. I mean, I'm thinking, wait a minute, we're talking about the lives of millions and millions. I mean, when you realize that something like, I don't know, half of the imports, oil and automobile and all that comes in New Orleans. I mean, there's tons. It's a
huge port.
Huge port, almost as big as Long Beach.
Second biggest port.
Second biggest behind Long Beach, probably.
Right.
And as far as the imports are concerned, and
we didn't make one mistake. We put a bunch of stuff in the river, and now it's not navigable anymore.
Yeah. Other than that, it's okay.
Right.
It's still flowing. Hey, what do you want? So anyway, this always scares me when experts start to, as I say, tinker with Mother Nature. And fortunately, we don't live there.
That's right.
We
don't care.
We don't care. We're
so long as Mardi Gras goes off. We're all good.
Well,
Mardi Gras, Jazz Fest, Hydrofine.
You do know that the original Mardi Gras is not actually in New Orleans, is it? It's up in Mobile. Did you know that?
I don't know.
No.
Yes. Yeah, it's true. We went to when Ms. Jimmy and
hit the digression music.
Okay, no, we're done. done.
Bzzz.
Okay, so next is
Walmart selling drugs.
Walmart. This is fascinating. One of the
knew they were drug dealers.
That's right.
That's how they got so rich.
And they're starting here in Florida. They're going to be cheap generic drugs.
Man, they're going to drive all the mom and pop drugstores out of business.
I would imagine that they're going to start picketing Walmart because of this. The horrible Walmart's going to bring down the price of medical care, bring down the prescription price. And I guess that's reason to.
Okay. Did you see that evil Target is going to match their prices?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this sounds like competition.
Tampa Bay has just become the drug mecca.
Here in Florida.
That's where they started both programs in Tampa Bay.
Cheech and Chong. Oh, Cheech and Chong, yeah.
That's right. So they're testing the waters here in Florida.
And?
And like you said, it's Walmart and Target, or Target.
Target, as we guess, right. Of course. Well, that it'll be interesting because this is called competition, which always will result in lower prices anyway. But they're springing this. They said some of these generics are going to be like $4 a prescription or something. Yeah. That's not $4 worth. A pill. That's
no, for a month's worth, whereas it used to be $30.
So I'm just wondering, so this is going to make the Viagra cheap. No, it's not.
You'll save millions.
That's right.
Jimmy, personally,
you'll save millions.
All this garage sale money.
That's right. Well, when you consider that dinner is blue pills.
well, this is Walmart is now bringing drugs to the people.
That's right. They're the evil empire, right?
Trying to find
horribly evil,
mm-hmm. And now they're going to do something. So I wonder.
So all the people who protested the Walmart coming here, now they won't get their cheap drugs.
Well, of course, they're going to open it up on the east side of. They're going to throw the bone over to the east side,
mm-hmm.
And
see how they do.
That's right. So anyway, that's I just think it's fascinating that Walmart, who saved New Orleans, by the way, we were just talking about New Orleans. Yeah. They're the ones. Home Depot and Walmart were the only people that got to respond. FEMA, of course. Totally functionless and is spending billions. Walmart made money and saved the people in the process. Shows you what the market system does as opposed to the government system. I mean, can you imagine? $2.3 billion so far wasted of taxpayer money, whereas Walmart was in there like the next day fixing up Katrina people and making a dollar in the process. And now they're going to make money by selling drugs at $4.
Mm-hmm.
Does this not just tell you something about the market? And people just don't trust. They continually just don't trust the market. It's phenomenal.
They run around saying,
I'm blind!
What was that? That's another Cheech thing, but I had to get
blind,
it out.
I'm blind
on the market.
Okay, well, we're going to take a break here in a minute. When we come back.
Break. I'm just kidding.
Okay, break. Yeah. We're going to take a break anyway. We're going to talk a little bit about the internet and the web, since that's where we are.
We're kicking into the final 15 minutes of the show.
That's right.
Light notes!
That's right.
Oh, we don't want to forget light notes.
We won't. Penis in the microwave. Penis. It's coming.
It's coming, people. What time do we got?
I think we're about to go right.
I hear music.
Something like, yeah.
What?
We're supposed to cut out right now.
There it is.
Go.
Go!
I'm going!
Jimmy Doan!
Jimmy Doan Show!
Dig a bone. Well, you can celebrate anything you want. Yes, you can celebrate anything you want.
We're back. Okay, this is the week.
Back with the Jimmy Doan Show.
Okay, well, we're gonna have to save some of this stuff till next time.
Okay.
Next week. What I do want to do is, so should we go into light notes? You want to give some shout-outs there, Jack?
We're going to shout-out to Jackson, a new listener out there. Appreciate that.
All right.
Keep that email coming.
And, Eric, you had some
big
email.
Big shout-out to the Pope email.
Yeah, the Pope, right? Yeah,
appreciate that.
We're waiting we talked to the Pope earlier. No,
I gave him some feedback. Muhammad comments.
Muhammad, yeah, we didn't like the show anyway. So Alan Blinder also. At any rate, the couple things we got as far as the light notes are concerned, the penis in the microwave.
Now we're not talking about Jimmy's penis.
No. Oh, God, come on. ouch!
It's a family show.
That's right.
So we wouldn't talk about that.
No. God,
we're talking about what penis in the microwave?
This was the one where this girl was arrested. It was fake.
Okay.
What happened was apparently she was taking her boyfriend's fake whatever urine sample.
Oh, for like a drug test?
A drug test, right?
Ah, okay.
And so what they had to do is warm it up a little bit. Yeah, they were on their way to the wherever they're going to test it, and they ran into the set, to the quickie mart.
Okay, so the boyfriend has to take a drug test.
Right. So
obviously his urine was not going to be acceptable.
Ah, duh.
So he filled up a fake penis with
urine. Went to the x-ray shop.
This is something you can buy, a fake penis that you fill with urine.
I Jimmy would not know about this, of course, but this is what I understand.
Yes.
Always ahead of the curve. Yes.
I'm guessing that this is one of those that some of those of the.
Okay, so to make.
They will even sell you urine that is clean.
That's right. Okay, I would imagine so make, that some of the vaginally enhanced people would buy
there.
These.
That's right.
And so they, anyway, just filled it up with clean, good
clean urine
stuff. And because it wasn't warm.
Right.
No telltale, whatever.
Right.
Ran into the Quickie Mart to warm it up in the microwave. It did not explode or whatever. And of course, the guy in the Quickie Mart, you know.
Babu
or Patrad
do
or whatever.
Do not come again.
You are banned for life from my
you are
Mart.
Not welcome. You may
right.
not do that.
No, I mean, he thought it was like a real one.
Yeah, he thought
somebody was cooking it.
Right.
Right.
And
trying to one-up Lorena, yeah.
That's right. And so they, so then anyway.
So he called the police?
This back
what,
on.
Did he call the police? Called the fire department? What did
yeah,
do?
Called the police, and they arrested. Anyway, she was convicted. Apparently, there is a crime. I don't know what the crime was. Curtis, what is the...
You can't warm up a penis in the microwave, can you?
I mean,
that should be against the law.
Well, apparently.
What is the crime here, Counselor Curtis?
The only thing I can think of is some sort of vandalism-type criminal mischief or something.
Well, anyway, apparently she was arrested and convicted. And,
right,
and
other than not, falsifying you know, your urine sample.
Yeah.
Well, that could be it. Could that be it?
They pleaded guilty, I believe, to disorderly conduct.
Disorderly conduct. Okay, that's what it was. And we got to run here for a few minutes, and we will...
I'm sorry, what?
We have to go for it.
No, we're not going anywhere.
We're not.
Nope.
Let's
not.
Talk about that. We want to have a bumper sticker here.
Oh, that's
we're
right.
We're going to need some help.
That's right. We want to come up. What we're going to do is we found a cheap place to get bumper stickers.
That's right.
And what we want to do is we have a contest.
All right, we're just going to make the initial run of 25,000.
No, we're not.
And
I've been trying for 6 months to get you to do any kind of coffee mugs, Zaz, bumper stickers, beer koozies, laser pens, anything out of Jimmy. I'm telling you folks out there listening right now, it's not going to happen. I've told over a hot computer coming up with graphic slogans, plus ever flyers, poster, vinyls, anything that you could possibly imagine. Begged, pleaded, done everything. If you think that a bumper sticker is going to appear from anything that you send into this show, you are grossly mistaken. In fact, actually... There was one piece of promotional material, item product that came out of here. I remember, that's right, one of my friends asked for a Jimmy Doan coffee mug.
Right, I sent it to him.
Yeah, okay, here's what Jimmy did. He has an envelope label printer, okay? Printed out a Jimmy Doan Show official envelope later, non-waterproof, sticky-backed thing, went to his cupboard, pulled a coffee mug out.
Not microwavable, nothing.
Put it on there, sent it to him. Okay, that was official. The same.
Now, I believe that was...
a prototype.
I think...
Didn't make it through one dishwash cycle.
Pour the coffee and it burst into flames.
Killed his wife and burned his house to the ground.
So that's why we need your help out there, listeners, to help us.
I thought I did pretty well.
Here's the deal. If you want any official Jimmy Doan material, make them up yourself.
Make it yourself.
That's the safest way. Jimmy will endorse it on the air. Just send us an email. Tell us you made
Jimmy
something. He will deem that to be
official
Jimmy Doan merchandise.
Well, he should send a picture.
Absolutely.
Just to make sure.
Yeah, exactly. To make sure they're not just faking it.
And not Photoshop it either.
Right.
God, you
know, wouldn't know any way to do anything like that.
No. That's right. No.
Okay.
All right, so that was
back to that. Go ahead. I like some of your bumper stickers idea. I like Get Doned was my favorite.
Get Doned.
Well, the idea was to make it kind of a grabber thing and then have the website, www.jimmydoan.com, that people go to, of course, consistently, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Of course, the first thing that pops up is the donate button.
Right.
That's right.
And once we get enough money, we'll come up with... if we get a couple $100,000, I'll come up with something.
Yeah, the idea, right. Jimmy, was that since it's the Jimmy Doan show, that actually Jimmy Doan was supposed to come up with the pithy saying to put on the bumper sticker. Mm-hmm. I know that's a hard concept and everything.
Well, he came up with a good one, but we can't repeat it on the podcast.
This is a blank you if you don't listen to Jimmy. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, well, I didn't think that was going to be on too many automobiles. Yeah. I'm in slacker mode.
Arrived.
What
known,
I thought I'd do is this is called audience participation. For
that's
God's
right.
sakes, you send in the pithy statement. Jimmy picks out one, and you win.
That's right.
Well, and you win something.
We want you to feel a
we
part of the show.
We have things here to give
there.
Away. I have got some stuff that I bought at garage sales over the years that I just haven't actually thrown away yet.
Right.
But don't really need.
Okay, here's the deal. If you send in a box with another box that's already pre-addressed and paid for postage with something in it, Jimmy will receive it and take it out and put it back into the mailbox for the guy to bring back to you.
That's right. Well, it's like geocaching.
Right.
You know, it's the same thing. You take something out.
Geocache at Jimmy's.
That's right. It's by mail. Right. You don't even have to show up. Well, certainly, Dave, you're not going to tell you our latitude and longitude.
Right.
That's
well, right. Though, if they put a GPS in there, you may have a problem.
That's true.
Yeah. 1-866-95
Jimmy.
That's right. That's right.
For the time being.
All
right.
It's like our MP3 player giveaway that.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ye of little faith.
Okay. Not little, zero faith.
Okay.
Zero.
Well, what's good? I'm going to
impress me, Jimmy.
I'm going to expect. This is the reverse psychology trick, and which means okay, that's it. It'll never happen. You try that. This is called Jimmy in rebellion mode.
My last-ditch reverse psychology effort.
You know, you need to do the reverse psychology.
Right. I believe you. I'll be waiting next week for those things.
Things. No, I did get one on Woot. I got an MP3 player on Woot, so I have to load it up.
What the hell is a Woot?
What the hell is a Woot?
You've never been to Woot.com?
No.
Oh, Woot's fun. Woot is...
How are you spelling Woot? W-O-O-T?
That's it.
Woot.
And if you go there every day...
There it is.
What the hell is that?
Okay, what they do is they get like 10,000 of something.
Do you have to be over 18 to go to this website, Jimmy?
Nope. They sell one thing every day.
Woot.
It's called the Woot of the day. And it can be an MP3. It can be anything up to a 42-inch screen. You don't know what it's going to be, but every day it appears at 1 o'clock. It's central time zone, midnight central time, which is 1 o'clock locally. And at 1 o'clock, the new Woot appears. It's one thing, and you click on it, and you... Huh?
What? That's great.
And you can buy it. And Jimmy's actually, because he's
addicted.
Look, when eBay isn't
it's
working.
A Hamilton Beach 4-quart capacity ice cream maker. Only $15.99 plus $5 shipping.
Everything is $5 shipping.
Woot. Oh, they're sold out. Too late.
Yeah, too late. Let me tell you one.
Why? Because they only had one of them.
No. They usually had hundreds. Let me tell you one of the biggest sellers.
Hundreds.
Let me tell you one of the biggest sellers on Woot is Bag-O-Crap.
Bag-O-Crap.
You don't know what it is. And I'm telling if you check in at midnight or Central Time, by 12:01, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be, and it'll be, you don't know what it's going to be. It's usually $5 plus $5 shipping. But I mean, what's fascinating is to watch their server, depending on how valuable this, if it's really a good deal, you can't get in.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if it's a bad deal, they don't sell out. But almost always sell out. It's interesting.
So this is back to the Saturday Night Live skit. They remember Bag-O-Glass. Bag of nails.
Yeah.
You remember that Dan Aykroyd skit? No.
Man, I missed
selling
that one.
Literally a bag of crap. But go ahead and buy it.
Right. Well, these guys are the biggest seller. When Woot does Bag O' Crap.
Well, kudos to Woot, baby.
No, that's right. Anyway,
they figured it out.
But anyway, we've digressed. Okay. What happened was I got a 250K, I think, 250 meg. MP3 player.
Okay.
And so that's the one I'll send out to the lucky winner.
It holds one song.
It holds a couple of hours. Come on.
What do they have to do to register to be a winner?
I'm not going to tell them.
Oh.
I knew there was a catch. That's the trick.
Right.
So if you figure out
how you have to register.
How do I register? Right. And if you do it.
If you do it exactly correctly.
Then you get it.
Then you get
then,
it.
Then you, mm-hmm. No. Then you go in the pot for the drawing.
Right, you go in the pot for the drawing.
So in other words, if there's more than 5 or 10,000 people that register correctly for the Jimmy Don giveaway,
mm-hmm.
then we'll pick one of those at random.
Right.
And of course, usually we load it up with our friends.
Right.
So your chances are slim.
Right. Friends of Jimmy.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Close friends of Jimmy here.
This
locally.
Is hilarious. Woot.com. Hilarious.
All right. So okay. So what else? Anything?
Did you hear about the bed bugs going crazy in New York?
This is obviously suitable for government. Yeah. They've apparently
Manhattan.
I'm wondering if this is part of a terrorist attack, or was this? Did Hugo bring these? I mean, they apparently have got a.
They came in Hugo's clothes. Bro.
That's right. So the deal is apparently there's like an epidemic of bed bugs and people have been complaining
in Manhattan,
and so the government has taken it upon themselves to up the inspection.
Well, we need a new law, don't we?
New law.
Got to have a new law.
And I think what they're going to do
for the children.
For the children, I think what they're going to do is the same thing they do when they go to do archaeological digs. They have a 1 square foot like ruler that's clear, and they come in the bed and they count the number of bed bugs that are in there, and if it's over a certain number, then you get a fine.
Like those archaeologists in the bottom of the seafloor.
Right, exactly. Right, exactly. And so that's the way they figure out how many you've got per room, and then per the hotel.
So this could be a whole new branch of the government.
Oh, no, it's no question.
This is great.
Well, one of the things...
Jobs.
Think of all the jobs.
They're creating jobs.
That's right. Well, one of the things...
The Democrats are going to be behind this.
There's no question about it. The nice thing... And there'll be a union. And
that's right.
And, of course, they'll go on strike.
And they'll make $45,000 a year.
That's right, inspecting for bed bugs. And, of course, the thing that you normally
do... You can't put a price on health.
No, that's right. If it saves one life,
it's
worth whatever you have to pay for it. And, of course, there'll certainly be no seeding of bed bugs. You can imagine these guys walking around. Oh, look at this. It's like when you do a cocaine buck. Oh, my God. There's the cocaine in your... Yeah, I found this right in your back pocket. What you do is you walk in and you say, look, you tell these hotel owners...
Look, it's already been marked into evidence.
That's right.
Look over there.
Look over there. Boom, you drop some bed bugs and you're not in compliance with them.
That's right.
Apparently this is a big deal in New York and they've decided to take it on. One of the things...
Well, they're talking about, too, that it could have a lot to do with, reselling used furniture where, selling used furniture are not properly cleaning them. So now they're thinking about having regulations if you're going to sell a used mattress or used furniture.
Well, it's fascinating, of course, along this line.
You have to microwave every piece of furniture.
Microwave
for at least
it
a
for
minute.
Sure. Or spray it down with DDT now is going to come
right,
back
DDT.
In, so maybe you can use a little DDT on
Perfect.
It.
Perfect.
But the thing that I like about this, in a way, the thing about it is the government always comes up with a first of all, they always come up with a brand new problem, and then they have to come up with a solution for it. This is the way they keep their jobs, of course, is when you have nothing else to do, you invent a new problem. They wouldn't want the market to figure this out. I guess one of the things is, those little tags on all the furniture that says, tear this off and die.
That's right.
We send SWAT team. You do understand that is only, when you get it in your house, you're allowed to tear that off, right? You do know that.
Really?
Yes.
I'm going to go home and rip it off right now.
I'm telling you, they don't have the little RFID tag on there so that when you rip it off that they send a SWAT. No.
I was living in fear until you told me that.
I know. Jimmy is passing this along. That's the Dillard's people are not allowed to tear it off. You are. Now, of course, what happens is when you sell it without the little tag on it to the consignment shop here.
Full of bed bugs.
The consignment shop is under some obligation, at least for their clients, to... to debug dead it.
See, it's really a terrarium.
It's really what?
A terrarium.
A terrarium. Yeah.
That's right.
It's like a bed bug farm.
That's right.
It's like an ant farm, but different.
That's right.
Well, this was a great show.
Yep.
And don't
forget, we may continue on for a little bit for our podcast people.
That's right.
But we got a break for network for ZTLK because they got somebody else.
Right. We're liking this live format. It's pretty fun.
It's interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. We're getting used to it.
So Jimmy, at JimmyDoan.com.
Uh-huh.
So that's where your email.
Remember,
or Eric. At JimmyDoan.com.
Yeah. Eric or Jack.
Or Jack.
Or EJ. Mm-hmm.
I noticed, for instance, that you guys are getting mail and I'm getting spit. I'm not even getting spit.
It's Jack at JimmyDoan.com. Keep them coming, ladies.
Yeah, my ladies, that's right. Hi, Carrie.
That's funny. That's funny.
My wife doesn't even email me there.
No, that's right. Well, Mrs. Jimmy doesn't even... Mrs. Jimmy, of course, has no clue on how to use a computer, so we're safe on that.
The Rugulator.
Well, we'll see y'all later.
Yep.
Okay.
Thanks, Jimmy.
Yep. I'm going to do something to you now.